Jerry Bader Show 1020. Jason just happened to notice, was that on Yahoo? Jason just happened to notice on Yahoo a story that has been out there for a couple of days now. I didn't get to it. It's the online, disgusting, repulsive, yes, it is the end of Western civilization, Sandy Hook video game. And a listener earlier in the show emailed me something that I didn't have an appropriate place in which to put it. Consider this. And he makes a brilliant point. We live in a society. We live in an America. We live in a time when someone, for entertainment, will create this type of repulsive, repugnant game, and we're worried about taking 10-year-olds hunting in Wisconsin. Really? Let that marinate in those gray cells, or let your gray cells rather marinate in that. Just think about that. We've got people who think, well, these violent tendencies come from teaching kids to kill Bambi for sport. Yeah? How many of the kids who are indulging in that game ever went hunting? Hunting teaches you the realities of life and death. It doesn't teach you to become an ultra-violent killer. There's no evidence of that. Yet, we're a society, and I'm not saying anyone's defending it, but we're a society that will create a game out of a horrific, horrific act. And yeah, not the entire society created it, but I'll bet you some people are playing it. Just think about that. Just consider that. Big war going on in Congress right now. Harry Reid, I have not checked this out yet today. Harry Reid was rallying Democrats to pass new rules easing the confirmation process for executive branch nominations and for many federal judges. This has been called the nuclear option. This is the nuclear option. You'll remember a number of years ago, Republicans, when they then had both power, when they had the Senate, they considered the nuclear option because then President Bush's judicial nominees were being held up. Democrats don't remember that now. But that, in fact, did happen. And Harry Reid, then minority leader, and the likes thought, I can't believe Republicans would consider this. Why? This would be off. I can't believe they would do this. What right now, you need 60-vote threshold to consider nominees. However, it only takes 51 votes to change the rules. Harry Reid has 51 votes, and you could use those 51 votes to require only 51 votes for judicial nominees. That's what would happen. That's what would happen. And remember, the gang of however many senators it was on both sides came to a compromise. Reid very recently almost did this, and again, he was talked out of it by a compromise. Democrats didn't feel they got enough out of that. Actually, they got a lot out of that, but they didn't see it that way. So again, Reid now wants them to employ the nuclear option, change the rules. Why? Because of the D.C., the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals. There's, we need to get judges done. They're just terrible that they're standing in the way. Now, what they've done, though, is they would change the rules, not including Supreme Court nominees. They would change the rules so you would still need 60 votes to advance Supreme Court nominations. Why are they doing that? Because they want to protect their own leverage if and when the GOP, and it's going to be when, someday the GOP will have control of the Senate again. Republicans are saying, excuse me, yeah, we're not doing that. If you go ahead and change the rules for judicial nominees, it's going to be all judicial nominees when we have power, including the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll change the rules so you need but 51 votes to get a Supreme Court nominee. We're not doing this. Okay, so what's this all about? Why? Why are they so desperate to get these nominees to the D.C. Circuit? Here's why. They're trying to pack that court. These judges aren't even needed. The D.C. Circuit has been a farm league of sorts on both sides, liberal and conservative, for the U.S. Supreme Court. And what they want to do is pack it with liberals when it already has enough, if not more than enough, judges. Today's Wall Street Journal. We remember when a judicial emergency was the Senate's way of calling attention to vacancies based on a court's caseload. Those are the good old days. Now Democrats are threatening to change Senate rules if Republicans don't acquiesce to their plan to confirm three new judges to the most underworked appellate circuit in the country. That's the story behind the fight over the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, with the White House trying to pack the court that reviews much of its regulatory agenda. That's the other reason it's big. Because that's where things that you challenge on the administration go. On Monday, Senate Republicans blocked the third nominee to the D.C. Appellate Court in recent weeks, and Democrats, with short memories of their judicial filibusters in the Bush years, are claiming this is unprecedented. Majority Leader Harry Reid and other Democrats are threatening to resort to the so-called nuclear option, which would let the Senate confirm judicial nominees by a simple 51 majority vote. This is nothing but a political power play because the D.C. Circuit doesn't need the new judges. It currently has 11 authorized judgeships and 8 active judges, 4 appointed by Democratic presidents, 4 by Republicans. The court also has 6 senior judges who hear cases varying from 25% to 75% of an active judge's caseload. Together, they carry the equivalent of 3.25 active judges, according to numbers from Chief Judge Merrick Garland. That means the circuit has an equivalent of 11.25 full-time judges, more than the 11 authorized. That's more than enough, considering the court's caseload is the lightest in the country. For the 12 months ending in September, the D.C. Circuit had 149 appeals filed per active judge. By comparison, the 11th Circuit had 778 appeals filed per active judge for the same period. 149 compared to 778. If all three nominees to the D.C. Circuit Court were confirmed, the number of appeals per active judge would be 108. Well, a full slate on the 11th Circuit would be 583 appeals per judge. The national average is 383. The closest to the D.C. Circuit is the 10th Circuit at 217. Liberal Senator Pat Leahy claims that these comparisons don't matter because the D.C. Circuit handles complex rulemakings by federal agencies and sensitive national security cases. But the truth is that all the circuits handle complicated cases, and even many regulatory cases have been migrating to other circuits, as some of the D.C. Circuit stars have taken senior status. According to the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts, 43% of the D.C. Circuit's caseload is made up of administrative appeals of federal rules or regulations, highest percentage of any circuit. In raw numbers, the D.C. Circuit is not carrying the heaviest load. That honor goes to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Democrats are in a rush to confirm as many judges as possible because they know the clock is ticking on the Obama second term. Liberals have criticized the White House for its slow pace of nominations, but that isn't the fault of Republicans. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, ranking Republican on Judiciary, who has led the fight against more D.C. confirmations, has been entirely consistent. In the Bush years, he opposed the nomination of a 12th judge for the court on workload grounds. GOP senators watched for years as Senate Democrats blocked George W. Bush's nominees to the D.C. Circuit, including the eminently qualified Miguel Estrada and Peter Keisler. Republicans are right to say the D.C. Court now has a full complement of judges following the unanimous confirmation of Obama nominee Sri Srivenson in May. Mr. Reid and his fellow Democrats are claiming that even if they establish a new standard of 51 votes to confirm appellate judges and executive branch officials, they can keep the 60 votes for Supreme Court. They're kidding themselves. If they change the rules to pack the D.C. Circuit, Democrats should understand they are also setting the standard for future Supreme Court nominees opposed to Roe v. Wade. That's what's really going on. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.